It is possible to build a workflow that is intended to be used for one very specific action. For example, you could build a workflow that is only for time off requests, that follows a different path from any other workflow you would build. However, you will find that many of the actions you want to perform within Inspire will follow the same workflow. For example, change of address, change of phone number, change of direct deposit may all follow the same flow. They may start with the requester of the change, then route to the manager for approval or rejection. If approved, then make the change, possibly sending an email back to the originator. If rejected, then forward to HR for any note they want to add and back to the originator for them to modify if necessary. If they do modify the request, repeat the process above. If not, then it's done. That would be a very typical workflow similar to what we see here, and we could use that same workflow for several actions that we'll talk about in just a minute.